Did it frighten you right away? Did you thought maybe something's worse here?
No, because, like, I've had sprains and stuff before, and so I kind of know the symptoms that come with that, like, as it happens, and it just felt, it was just really sore.
So individual drills today, or?
Well, it's individual plus, so pretty much, you know, if I feel good, we'll do more. If it hurts some, we'll kind of tone back. But, you know, right now, I'm pretty much full go.
A, do you know what the percentage chance is that you will play in the game? And then B, if you're not going to, when told you can't play, how much does that hurt you?
For the first part, as far as I know, if I do good today, I should be good to go for Saturday. And if I couldn't play, I mean, it definitely would hurt just kind of getting that experience. You know, more so than anything.
We talked a lot about how the rookie class is going to be behind without having the off-season program you usually have. How tough has it been these first couple of weeks trying to put everything on the fly?
I think the biggest thing really just been to play with. That's like definitely the biggest jump from college to the professional level is learning the schemes and stuff like that. You know, physically, I was ready. I've already been working out and stuff like that, so I was in shape when I got here. So definitely, I think the biggest thing was just missing the OTAs and kind of getting the chance to kind of learn the offense before getting here and having to learn it, as you said, on the fly.
Did the vets tease you for going off in the park?
No, I mean, I caught some flag from some of the guys, but, you know, I think they were all more so just, you know, a concern if I was okay or not.
Would they take you for x-rays?
Yeah. During a run play, one of the players came down, his knee came down on my leg and just hit it really hard. Yeah.
You talked about